AEA Scholarships from the Perspective of College Instructors. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Arrow News. Welcome in to the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. The Aircraft Electronics Association makes scholarships available to students who want to enter the industry as technicians. At last week's AEA convention and trade show, we had a chance to speak with two college instructors to get their perspectives on how the program works. Jean Zastera is an instructor at Fox Valley Technical College in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and has firsthand perspective on the importance of scholarships to students.
When I was in college, I relied heavily on scholarship money to get me through to you know, buy ramen noodles if I got hungry, and I've got lots of students in the same situation. I'd say probably about 90% of my students work at least a half-time job besides taking a full class load. And any money that can kind of alleviate the stress of, hey, how am I going to get gas in my car to get to school today? And a lot of them commute besides. The scholarship funding is invaluable to those students to kind of take some of the outside stress off of them so they can focus on continuing in the program and being successful.
To what extent does the scholarship program go wanting for enough applications? Is that a problem? I know some scholarships, it's, you know, thousands of people deep and you don't really stand much of a chance. I would think that an industry-specific scholarship like this might be a better odds.
Well, actually, it's interesting. If I cut the numbers correctly during the award ceremony earlier in the show, there were 400-some applicants. And out of my first-year students, there's 24 in that group, and I think only four applied. One got the scholarship. So out of those out of our program that applied, you know, that's 25% chance of getting something just within our program. But we've, on average, about every other year, one of our Fox Valley Tech students receives a scholarship from the AEA. And I highly encourage them to apply. I think there's a perception that, well, my grades aren't stupendous, and they think that they're not qualified to get any type of scholarship, where in reality all I have to do is apply, and that's really up to the scholarship committee to determine you know, who meets the requirements. And so I guess my message would be, you know, if you have an opportunity and you're a student in that kind of situation, absolutely apply for the scholarship, because your odds are pretty good, with especially with the AEA scholarship.
Tell me about doing the kind of work you do in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. That has to have some unique opportunities for your class members.
It is, and every summer we kind of have a smorgasbord of aviation things and technology to look at, and most of my students will take advantage of that, and I highly encourage them to get out to the Air Venture and really visit the booths, especially most of the top avionics vendors are there with their new equipment. And the AEA show here really is kind of the Oshkosh of the avionics world. I get to participate in this one and the real Oshkosh there, and I will take back everything that I've seen and heard here to my students, and try to give them the full benefit of both the AEA convention and the Air Venture in Oshkosh.
Final question here. I know that in the electronics world in general, repair and maintenance work has gone from board level to repair to card swapping, and in some cases now entire sub-assembly swapping. How tough is it for an educational program to keep up with the changing demands of a service tech in the industry?
It has been a challenge. We meet with our advisory committee for our program twice a year and kind of get their feedback to our program and to what detail we need to go in. Right now in our area, there's probably less than 25% of our shops that actually do component level repair. Right now I still teach one class for the second year avionics students that gets into the component level repair. And I also gather information from the other folks that show up here during the week and go, hey, are you guys still doing component level repair? A lot of them are saying, well, you know, just on some of the legacy equipment, Otherwise, new garment equipment, we send it back to the factory to get repaired. So our program is really kind of shifting towards being a system-level troubleshooter and install type person. We still touch on the component level because there's some shops that are doing that. So it's really kind of a it is a challenge to strike that balance, and especially when we lighten up on the component level repair, that gives us time to get into the new systems. Like everybody here this week is talking about Wi-Fi in flight and ADS-B, so that we kind of load down the program with some of those new technologies as we lighten up on the component level detail.
Well, Gene, we really appreciate your insight. You're in a unique position to see how this program works, and especially the odds you have observed in your student population are interesting. Thanks very much for stopping by and talking with us today.
Thank you.
In a moment, ANN's Tom Patton talks with another instructor about AEA scholarships. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. We're sharing perspectives from college instructors on the benefits of AEA scholarships to students preparing to enter the avionics profession, and ANN's Tom Patton has more.
Thanks, Paul. We are going to continue our conversation now about how some of these programs actually work when they get out of the office and out into the field. My guest is Tom Inman, and Tom is an associate professor of avionics at Pennsylvania's College of Technology. And Tom, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me here.
What brings you to the AEA show?
Well, it's a chance to meet colleagues, find out what the latest information is out there, and mostly to learn, to keep up with the changes in the industry and see the latest technology that's hit the market.
What kind of benefits do you see from your AEA membership?
Oh, we use our training project products. We use them right in class. I integrate them right into my classes. The training CDs that we use, I give the students credit for the quizzes that come along with them. The wiring CD and wiring inspection CD in particular really captures their attention. When Rick Perry talks about the number of airplanes inspected and the number of findings found, the students are riveted.
Kind of the same question that I asked Mike is that obviously the technology changes, it seems like, almost on a daily level. What kind of particular challenges do you find as an educator in keeping up with those changes in technology?
Well, there's a cost factor. The AEA has been good for us in securing donations from manufacturers, acting as an intermediary. And also, by having a conference like this, we can go look, see, touch, feel, meet with manufacturers, and keep up to date that way.
How do your students interact with the various programs that come out?
We will put them on the computer. They'll use them that way. If possible, they'll attend a conference, that sort of thing. We've had attendees come and speak to the classes before as well.
And you said a little bit earlier, when we talked a little bit before the interview, it's fun to come and see some of your students who have gone through some of those classes now as AEA members.
Oh, absolutely. And I've met a few alums this week, and it's nice to see their success after they get out into the industry. One student from several years ago is running the Waco Classic Avionics shop.
When you look at some of the specific programs, are there some that you find particularly useful, and how do those get used?
I think the as I said before, the CDs are a very useful feature. The scholarship program is very important for the students, for some that have trouble with tuition. Those are probably the things that get used the most that I have contact with.
And if you were to give some advice to somebody who might be considering becoming a member of AEA, what would you tell them?
I would tell them this is a great organization to be involved with, and involvement in the AEA will help further their career.
Tom Inman, Associate Professor of Avionics at the Pennsylvania College of Technology. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks again, Tom.
You can find out more about the scholarships offered by the Aircraft Electronics Association at www.aea.net. You've been listening to a special feature from AeroNews. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.